A significant step forward occurred yesterday for the Australian fashion and design industry. An entire show of First Nations designers, models, musicians and dancers was held within Australian Fashion Week. And earlier in the week, the whole event opened with a welcome to Gadigal country, the first acknowledgement in its 25-year history. And amongst the amazing garments that have been on show are ones with connections to the Kimberley through Fitzroy Crossing's Munkajja Arts and Tegan Carlishaw's Ali label. Tegan Carlishaw created Ali, which is known for its streetwear and also the signature print Deadly. She's of Bardi, Nyulnyo and Nyagana descent. She is also the CEO of First Nations Fashion and Design. Hello, Tegan.
Thank you for having me.
What was the experience like of yesterday's runway show celebrating First Nations?
I keep on saying to people, surreal. I'm still pinching myself at the thought that we just created history.
Why was it history-making for people who may not know particularly much about the fashion industry? Why was this such a pivotal moment?
Well, as you were saying before, with the first welcome to country and the first time in 25 years to officially open the week, you know, properly by blessing people before we even started and even getting permission from TOs before we actually walked on the runway, so then actually it's taken at least nearly a decade for us to be invited by IMG to come to this major platform. No one, there hasn't been a runway show in at least a decade, not to mention we found out that we have been the first show, I think, in 15 years that got a standing ovation.
That is quite special indeed. And I guess, too, it's significant as well because it's part of Australian Fashion Week. It's not its own separate event, the Australian Indigenous Fashion Week. It is part and parcel of Australian fashion.
That is absolutely correct. We are not part of the cultural program anymore. We are on the main stage.
One of the moments on the runway yesterday, and I use runway in inverted commas because it wasn't like a, red carpet per se. It was quite intimate, wasn't it, Tegan?
Absolutely. What Grace Lillian Lee creates is magic. What you're coming to isn't an up and down runway show. I call it a theatrical experience. And what I think is also a difference is that me and Grace together, essentially, we feel that we're dreaming when we're creating these productions because it takes a lot out of us to have this creative process to do these beautiful interactions, from having William Barton start the show to having Luke Curry Richardson dance within the models. It's I'm sad that people didn't get to see it, but at least you can live stream it.
Now, there was also something significant within the show. A handful of sand passed between the models to represent that moment between Vincent Lingyari and Gough Whitlam on Wave Hill in 1975. Yes. Can you describe that moment, Tegan?
I had this dream that with the sand passing through the hands, and I said to Grace, I feel we have a moment here. And after speaking to our Electric Fields and talking about the concept, we just thought this could be an absolute moment and something that is going to open minds, but also finish with something so special and so unique. And oh, what those models, what those kids did on the runway, I am so, so proud of them.
One of the models actually broke down in tears. She was so emotional, so moved by the symbolism of that.
Yes. It's because what we create backstage is an FNFD fashion family. We're definitely not the norm from a runway. You know, before we even do all of these processes, we're bonding with all the kids, we're working with them, we're doing workshops, rehearsals, and really creating a sense of belonging and inclusion. And then, you know, before we do the runway, we also stand together and hold hands and talk to each other and say, you know, we were born for this. And unitedly, we're going out and doing this for our mob. And I think that's what made it so powerful, is that because we're all connected and this is all special to us. And yeah, I think that's why the moment I saw a couple of models on the runway trying to hold it back, because it is, it's powerful. It's something that just really strikes a heart chord, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I'm speaking to Tegan Carlishaw, the founder of the label Arlie. She's also the CEO of First Nations Fashion and Design, and amongst a number of artists and designers who've been featured within Australian Fashion Week. Tegan, there's a jumpsuit in your collection this week. I want you to tell me about it. It's a gorgeous piece of clothing, but it features a ghost gum leaf, and there's something about this particular eucalypt that's captured your attention. Tell me about this piece and the print on the jumpsuit fabric.
Yeah, I was very lucky to be invited by the Powerhouse Museum to do a one-off piece for their upcoming exhibition, Eucalyptism, that's going to be launched on the 1st of July and be shown at the Powerhouse for 12 months. Grace gave us a briefing on what is unique about your eucalypt tree wherever you're based in Australia. And when I did some research, I found out that when you were in the Kimberleys, where the only eucalypt tree that from the roots of the tree soaks up gold particles from the dirt that then spreads up and goes through to the leaves. And then when you x-ray the leaves, there's particles of gold that is implanted into the leaves. So I worked with an incredible textile artist called Claire Helen, who's from Tiwi Islands, who developed our print that was based on x-raying the eucalypt trees. But then I also did our team made a hand-cut piece where we hand-cut individual 100 pieces of gold eucalypt leaves, and we created a shoulder piece with it.
Well, it is a stunning piece of fashion that I think almost any modern young woman would love to wear. But isn't that just amazing that a gum tree can have gold within its leaves?
Oh, and that it's unique to us Kimberley mob. Of course we're made out of gold, right?
Absolutely. Now take us showside for just a moment and describe a few of the pieces that caught your eye, some of the designs that you were blown away by.
I definitely am going to say Laladria from Naganumuni, who is a local designer here, three generations passed down of storylines. She hand paints, hand dyes on country. She also pattern makes and sews herself. And then she's currently setting up a collective within her community to have a supply chain so everything is handmade on country. To then the amazing Claire Helen again, who has a six-month-year-old and ended up doing her own collection and pulling it off in time. That's another thing that I think was special about these designers, is that they're all females and three of them were mothers.
Beautiful. Well, it's been lovely to get a little insight into Australian Fashion Week through your experience. Thank you, Tegan.
Thank you so much for the time today.
Tegan Carlishaw from the label Arlie. She's from First Nations Fashion and Design, the CEO of that. And also she is of Bardi, Nyulnyu and Nyigana descent, and a huge show yesterday as part of Australian Fashion Week.